listener production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The search is on for an arsonist who started a fire which posed a threat to five suburbs in Perth's north. Police believe the blaze was deliberately lit at Star Swamp Reserve in North Beach around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. A teenager will face a sentencing hearing next month after pleading guilty over the unlawful killing of a Perth woman. The 30-year-old and her unborn baby died last November, days after she was struck in the head with a lump of concrete in a shopping centre car park. The victim's sister, Alison, says the family is shattered.
I still count down the days that my sister's been taken. My nephew's going to miss out on his mum. There's a lot that my whole family's gone. They're shattered, they're broken.
Homelessness has risen by nearly 5% across the country. Census data shows more than 122,000 are living in temporary accommodation or they're sleeping rough. There's agreement between Labor and the Coalition on legislation to manage the Voice to Parliament referendum. Professor Megan Davies from the Indigenous Working Group says they're holding discussions in Canberra on the recommended wording for the question.
We are so close to finalising our advice so that the government can introduce the Constitutional Alteration Bill into Parliament next week. So close to doing what grassroots communities across the country have asked for.
The Premier isn't keen for an extra day off this year. Mark McGowan has today ruled out a public holiday for the King's coronation on May 6. To sport, Australia is batting first in the third and final one-dayer against India. They were none for 60 in the eighth over a short time ago. In footy, Adelaide will face the AFL Appeals Board tomorrow. They're set to fight the three-match ban handed to Shane McAdam for his heavy bump at the weekend against GWS player Jacob Ware. While the Giants coach is expecting a fierce contest against West Coast at Optus Stadium on Sunday, Adam Kingsley says they're well aware the Eagles will be hungry for a win after last weekend's round one loss.